Hello and welcome to your GCSE Geography Revision podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we're diving into one of the most important topics on your specification, urbanisation as a global process. Whether you're revising for the first time or doing a final check before your exam, this episode has everything you need. We'll cover the key concepts, the case studies, the exam tips, and we'll even do a quickfire quiz at the end. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's get started. First things first, let's nail the definition, because this is where so many candidates lose marks. Urbanisation is the process by which an increasing proportion of a country's population comes to live in urban areas, that is, in towns and cities. Notice I said proportion. That's really important. It's not just about more people living in cities, it's about the percentage of the total population that lives in cities increasing over time. Don't confuse this with urban growth, which simply means the total number of people living in cities is going up. You can have urban growth without urbanisation if the rural population is growing at the same rate. Examiners absolutely love catching candidates out on this distinction, so make sure you've got it locked in. Now, let's look at the big picture. Urbanisation is a global process, but it has happened at very different times and at very different rates, depending on where in the world you are. We divide countries into three broad categories: developed countries, emerging economies, and developing countries. Let's start with developed countries, places like the United Kingdom, the United States, Germany, and France. These countries urbanised early. The UK's urbanisation was driven by the Industrial Revolution, which began in the mid-1700s and accelerated through the 1800s. Factories were built in cities like Manchester, Birmingham, and Leeds, and millions of people moved from the countryside to find work. By 1851, the UK became the first country in the world where more than half the population lived in urban areas. Today, around 84% of the UK's population is urban. But here's the key thing. Urbanisation in developed countries has now slowed dramatically. Many developed countries are actually experiencing counter-urbanisation, where people move out of cities to rural and suburban areas, and re-urbanisation, where city centres are regenerated and people move back in. Now let's move to emerging economies. These are countries like China, Brazil, India, and Nigeria, which are experiencing rapid economic growth and industrialisation. China is perhaps the most dramatic example. In 1978, only about 18% of China's population lived in cities. By 2023, that figure had risen to over 65%. That's hundreds of millions of people moving to cities in just a few decades. Cities like Shanghai, Beijing, and Shenzhen have grown at an extraordinary pace. The main driver here is industrialization. Factories, manufacturing, and the growth of service industries have created millions of urban jobs, pulling people in from rural areas. Brazil is another fantastic case study. São Paulo is now one of the world's largest cities, with a population of around 22 million in its metropolitan area. Brazil's urban population stands at around 87%, making it one of the most urbanised countries in the world, despite still being classified as an emerging economy. The speed of this urbanisation has created significant challenges, including the growth of favelas, which are informal settlements where housing is self-built and services like clean water and sanitation are often lacking.
Finally, let's look at developing countries, places like Ethiopia, Bangladesh, and many nations in sub-Saharan Africa. These countries have the lowest levels of urbanisation right now, but they are urbanising rapidly, and this is where the fastest urban growth is projected to happen over the next few decades. According to the United Nations, by 2050, nearly 90% of future urban population growth will occur in Africa and Asia. What makes urbanisation in developing countries different is that it's often driven not just by rural urban migration, but also by natural population increase within cities themselves. When people move to cities and have children there, the urban population grows even without new migrants arriving. This makes it harder to manage and plan for. So, why does urbanisation happen? The key framework here is push and pull factors.
Push factors are the reasons people leave rural areas. Lack of jobs, poverty, mechanisation of agriculture reducing the need for farm workers, limited access to healthcare and education, and sometimes conflict or natural disasters. Pull factors are the reasons people are attracted to cities. More job opportunities, higher wages, better hospitals and schools, improved infrastructure and social opportunities. In developed countries, the Industrial Revolution created massive pull factors, as factories needed workers. In emerging economies today, rapid industrialisation is doing the same thing. In developing countries, even the perception of better opportunities in cities can be enough to trigger migration, even when the reality doesn't always match the expectation. Now, let's talk exam technique, because this is where you can really boost your marks. The most common mistake candidates make is generalising. They write things like, urbanisation is happening everywhere, without distinguishing between developed, emerging and developing countries. Examiners want to see that you understand the differences. Use the terms developed, emerging and developing countries precisely, and back them up with named examples and statistics. Another common error is confusing urbanisation with urban growth. If a question asks you to explain urbanisation, you must talk about the proportion of the population living in cities, not just the total number. When you're asked to interpret a graph showing urbanisation trends, look carefully at the shape of each line. A steep upward curve means rapid urbanisation. A line that's levelling off means urbanisation is slowing down. A line that's already high and flat means urbanisation is largely complete. Always describe the trend, then explain it using your knowledge of economic development and push-pull factors. For 6-mark and 9-mark questions, use the PEEL structure: point, evidence, explanation, link. For example, one reason urbanisation rates differ between developed and developing countries is the stage of economic development. The UK urbanised during the Industrial Revolution in the 1800s, when factories created millions of urban jobs. This pulled workers from rural areas, raising the urban proportion from around 20% in 1800 to over 50% by 1851. In contrast, many developing countries are still in early stages of industrialisation, so urbanisation is only now accelerating. That's a level 3 response right there. Now, let's do a quickfire recall quiz. I'll ask the question, give you a moment to think, and then give you the answer. Ready? Question 1. What is the difference between urbanisation and urban growth? Answer. Urbanisation is the increase in the proportion of a population living in urban areas. Urban growth is simply an increase in the total number of people living in cities. Question 2. Which country became the first to have more than half its population living in urban areas, and when? Answer. The United Kingdom, in 1851, driven by the Industrial Revolution. Question 3. Name one push factor and one pull factor that drive rural urban migration. Answer. Push factor, lack of employment in rural areas. Pull factor, better job opportunities and higher wages in cities. Question 4. According to the United Nations, where will most future urban population growth occur by 2050? Answer. Africa and Asia, accounting for nearly 90% of future urban population growth. Brilliant. Let's wrap up with a quick summary. 1. Urbanisation is the increase in the proportion of a population living in urban areas. Don't confuse it with urban growth. 2. Developed countries urbanised early, driven by the Industrial Revolution, and are now at high levels with slow further urbanisation. 3. Emerging economies like China and Brazil are urbanising rapidly due to industrialisation. 4. Developed countries have lower current urbanisation levels, but are projected to see the fastest growth, driven by both migration and natural increase. 5. Push and pull factors explain why people move to cities. Always use named examples and statistics in your answers. 6. In the exam, distinguish clearly between country types. Use specific case studies and interpret graphs carefully. So that's everything for today's episode. You've done brilliantly just by listening and engaging with this material. Remember, the key to success in geography is being specific.